proud of the badge. Not just the players, because there's fans as well. So I'm proud of them as well. So I'm not just pleased with my great players, I'm pleased with our great fans. If I've had a criticism, I don't think we play enough football. I don't think we pass good enough yet. I don't think we're instinctively ready to go and press on the front foot. We're still caught in between. So let's not get too... It's a better performance. The goalkeeper got man in a match. Now, since I've been here, I don't think we've asked enough questions of the goalkeepers. And everyone knows I love scoring goals. I get excited. You see, I get a little bit too excited sometimes. You probably heard the ground shake as I ran down there because of my weight. So it was about the team. I know they'll talk about the chance that Fortuny had at the end, but up until the goal, we were the best team. For me, I thought second half, we were the one asking the questions. I thought the keeper's save off Foxy was outstanding. I'm going to make him... Joe Aribo has arrived. We finished the game with obviously Dylan goal, Ez, Joe, Carlon, Josh, five academy graduates finished the game against a team who have not been beaten in 10. And what did they show you? That it mattered to them. They showed you they had energy. It showed they ran around the pitch. It showed you that they were fearless. And that's what I want to play like. I want to play fearless. I want to play free. And I think the fans can go home excited with the next generation of kids coming through. And that's my job, is to bring these kids through, because and buy players. I don't think people watching this think we're not going to try and buy players as well to try and aid the development. Just said to the senior players in there as well, your job is to protect them. So when the going gets tough, you've got to put a tackle in, bang one in. Just make sure everyone knows that we're not soft either. And don't forget, this is a very, very good Southend team. Everyone ritters off today. This was a home banker. Everything I read, everything I was listened to, everything was told to me was this was going to be a walk in the park. I think you're seeing a bit of a steel to us now, a bit of an aggression. And most importantly, when a team celebrates like that, you know it means something to the players. And the fans, hopefully we'll send them down. Listen, it's not the win that we think we deserve, but it's 4 points. If we can go and get a win now in 2 days' time, 2 days' time is crazy, isn't it? In 2 days' time, 7 points in the three Christmas games is a fantastic return for a team that's still only 50% of where I want to get it.
Do you think? I think we're also looking at the fact you might want to spend some money. You might have some money coming in. Mr. Lookman not available today. got the Christmas hamstring. Or what's the situation?
No, he hasn't. The boy's not well, first and foremost. I think he possibly could have played. But I think if you are running slightly low, there's an anxiety thing there.
There's a transfer thing as well, though, surely.
It's obvious. And do you know what? The kid's desire for this club since he's walked in has been outstanding. He could have left in the summer and he chose to stay. And then I had the same thing with Delhi. I had exactly the same thing. He turned down a few moves in one window and he got to Christmas and the kid was so scared of tackles. And you know what? He became a marked man. And I have seen players purposely try to kick him. Purposely try to kick him. And I've moaned since day one, haven't I, about he needs protection. And I can't watch a kid's dream go. And the fans have stuck by the thick and thin, and we have to stick by the kid through this as well. He's an outstanding talent for the country. But he did have a bit of a cold today, and I just thought that he was checked over, so it wasn't like he didn't turn up, and I just felt it was right to not involve him in the squad. And what it does do, Carlon Grant gets in the squad. Josh O'Meara gets in the squad. These are players that are going to be with us for a number of years. So it's almost like, where do I move forward with this group? And I can't reflect on the ifs and buts, because if we were to do that, if I was stood here today with everybody fit, with the Pierce fit, with the Sully fit, with the Rudd fit, with the Holmes fit, with the Novak fit, with the Luckman, a Jacko, who was outstanding on the bench today, if I was stood here with them seven fit, I would be a little bit more disappointed. We've come here with seven players not available, and still arguably being the team that tried to win the game.
You got your targets and your checkbook
100%.
Ready?
Well, not my checkbook.
How many coming in?
Not my checkbook. I mean, missus would kill me.
How many coming in, Carl?
I think we need a midfield areas. I think we have better ball retention in there. I think we need wingers. I think we need another striker.
Anything else?
Maybe the fans will say a manager.
Well, it's looking good. Today's performance was excellent.
It's a start. No, we're a long way away. We are a long way away. So all the joviness we can speak about, we're a long way away from being a team that we want to be. But for me, seeing five academy graduates on the pitch, six in total with Foxy coming off, to see that many young players moving the football club forward. There's enough for me to get excited about, and there's a reason why I came here, and these are part of the reasons.